military programming would have disappeared to be replaced by yet more domestic programming from a range of ABC networks. On Monday and Tuesday, the English language unit received official marching orders and will be all out the door by next Wednesday. The Asia Pacific News Center will continue to produce news bulletins for part of the page, but for the rest it will be like listening to ABC domestic radio. Most of them would not have chosen to leave. Fortunately, all received redundancy packages, and for those who are with the organization for some time, those packages will be quite large in dollar terms. Some compensation, I suppose, if they've been working in commercial radio, not going to get much more than a few weeks' pay. John himself says, I suppose the news could have been worse in that short wave of concerns. For those of us with a longer memory, the wholesale merger of what we appreciate in the international service known as Radio Australia into some sort of amalgam that no longer recognizes the difference in the needs and characteristics of an international audience vis-a-vis a domestic one is not. Previous Saturday night, there was a carrier on about 4409